says in the Brisa, Mipnei Ma'am Rubtsuma Nisus Liyom Aravi, Shim Hayalotanis Besulim Hayamashkim Lebezdin, Bitinase Bechad Beshabbos. I think that's all part of the Brisa when it says Bitinase Bechad Beshabbos, you know, because you could interpret it as a kasha. It is a kasha, but I think it's all part of the Brisa. And when we learned it Lamaisa on Amud Aleph, Reb Yudam Rishmul, that was a kashif Tinase Bech Shabbos, and then the Gemara came in with Shakti. But this Brisa, it's all part of the Brisa. You follow what I'm saying? On Beis Amaraf, we said Amar Reb Yudam Rishmul, Neimar Mesulisim and Revi, Shimayi Lotanim Sulim, Maskim Beis. And then the Gemara asked, what about Sunday? That was a kasha. But this is all part of the Brisa. The Brisa is saying self implied kasha on itself. Tinase Bech Shabbos, Vimayi Lotanim Besulim, Hayamashkim Lebeisdin. Shaktu chachamim al takanas basis. Throw up nos associate adam terep asudah shloshi yomim echa b'shabbes v'sheni b'shabbes v'shlishi b'shabbes v'diri konsa. Umisakana ve'elech, when there was a danger that was created, noagu am liknos b'shlishi v'lo michu b'chachamim. The chachamim said there was a sakana. We get married on what? What do we get married on? Tuesday. All right, they push it off a day, and the chachamim were fine with that. B'sheni lo yichnos. 2 days is too much. Okay. What does Rashi say? Exactly what I just said. 2 days is way too much. Okay?
By 2 days, I mean it's like a certain amount of time between.
No. 2 days, you don't want to go away from the takana too much. Because of that same takana, Rashi says 1 day is fine. But 2 days is too much. Because you want to at least give him 2 days. You want to fulfill the takana somewhat. There's a notion that you want to try to fulfill this takana somewhat. Halacha l'maisa. So that's the way Rashi l'maisa wants to learn the kasha, the Gemara. So I want to get through the Gemara, and then we'll have to discuss, because in order to do the Taisasim, we have to get through the Pshat Lamaisa. But that's the way Rashi learns the Gemara.
B'sheni's not Monday?
Yeah, we said, Nogo am nichnos b'shlishi Tuesday, lo michu b'yarachom. I'm sorry?
B'sheni lo yichnos, is that 2 days they won't do, or is that Monday?
No, it says B'sheni lo yichnos. Even, we'll have to learn, but if there was a sakana, we wouldn't let people get married on Monday. And if we'll have to figure out what that phrase is, but if there's an onus, we do allow Monday. Okay? Mutter, it is allowed to do Monday. We separate the chasim from the kala leli Shabbos tchila, neshu osa chabura, because beer rishona should not be done on Shabbos. That's what this price says. We'll see when we get to Ham and Bez, Bezhashem, that beer rishona is mutter on Shabbos. My sakana, what is the sakana that we're dealing with? That we said that you can. The sakana allowed the minig to develop to Tuesday. Ilema the amre besula nisus liyom aravi tehareg. If you tell me that's referring to a besula nisus liyom aravi that should be killed, nagu rabbona shalom sakana stafashus legamri nyakar. Why don't the chum get rid of the takana? The chum should get rid of the whole takana. Lamaisa, we don't want anyone to risk their lives and die over it. So that's a kasha. Like I said, we'll get back to all the details because I want to just get to the maskana. In order to see the pshat, Ela Maraba, the Amri Kol Abesula Nisus B'Yom Ravi Tibal LeHegmon Tchila. No, it means anyone who would get married on a Wednesday Abesula would Tibal LeHegmon Tchila would have to live with the general first, the Hegmon Tchila or the not the general, let's call him the governor or the ruler first. And Eli asked me, so aren't you worried about that after they get married? They're only worried about Besulas. Okay, their prize was marrying the Besulas. They didn't care if a woman was a Be'ula. Okay, so therefore it wasn't that they would be killed, but it was an issue of hegmon. So therefore, because of the sakana of that, we didn't want to distance it 2 days. 1 day would be enough. So the minhag developed to get married a day early. So Gemara says, "Hai sakana, hai onesu." That's a sakana. That's an onus. That's not a sakana. Why do you call that a sakana? It's an onus. Gemara answers, "It is a sakana." Mishum diket snuos damasin afshal lekatala. There are women that give up their lives, sedekuses, and they'll die. Vasalim de sakana, they'll insist on getting married on Wednesday, and they'll come to a sakana, halacha lemaisa, and then it will be an issue of a sakana. So the Gemara says that we don't like that teretz, because why don't you just make a public policy and say the following? The Gemara says, ledosh lehudon ishari, why don't you just make an announcement that anyone is raped is still mutter to their husbands, and therefore there won't be a sakana, just be an onus. So why do you call it a sakana? They won't give up their lives. They'll actually do it against their will. So what does Gemara answer? Dika prutzos. What's prutzos? There are prutzos. As soon as they hear it, they're going to start living with other men, baratzon. And therefore, they'll be usher. Plus the fact, onsim are only mutter for what? Onsim are only mutter, a woman that's raped is only mutter if she was married to Yisrael. However, ikinami kohanos. What's kohanos? Women that are married to kohanim, and therefore if they're raped, they're also asur. So therefore, you can't make that announcement because they'll get out of hand. Okay? So the Gemara says, because there's an issue of sakonis tefashos, what's the din? The din is people got married on Tuesday. The Gemara says, well, akre. So why don't you just say, halacha lamaisa, uproot the whole thing, that there should be no set kavua for daily the suin, and no women will come to sakana. Just get rid of the whole thing. Lakre, get rid of the whole thing. Okay? Get rid of the whole thing, lamaisa. So that's a great kasha. Get rid of the whole thing. Lakre. Chum should have got rid of the whole thing, so there won't be yom kavua in the suin at all. And therefore, though, no women will come to sakana. Right? So Gemara answers, gzera avida lebatala. This gzera, God willing, won't last long. Takanta drabana mikke gzera lo akrinin. So the gzera won't last long. We don't want to get rid of a takanta drabana completely. And therefore, we want it to be, there would be a vestige of it. And therefore, the minig was to get married on Tuesday. Halacha lamaisa, the minig to marry on Tuesday. Well, pasuk am nachash afark pasuk asakana. Okay? So therefore, we don't want to get rid of it completely. Ihachi, bishlishi nami asuyu ball. What's the kasha? If that's the case, Tuesday, the Hegmon will come. He'll realize that they're getting married on Tuesday, and they'll bowl him first. And it says, Gemara misfeka loker nafshe, which means what? Since there's no real kvius to get married on Tuesday, it just was a minig, he's not going to travel there all the way and think that they're going to get married, because they might not be there. So since they might not be there, Lemaisa, he's not going to uproot himself out Suffolk. Okay? Fine. Then it says, Ubesheni lo yichnos. It says, Besheni lo yichnos, vimachmasa oinis, mutter. So let's get this, guys, okay? Hamai onis, what does onis mean? Ile mahada amaran, if it means that which we said. Ile mahada amaran, if it means the same thing as a what? As a sakana, hasam karle sakana, hacha karle onis. You call it a sakana, call it onis. Vesu, hasam nagu, vahacha mutter. Over there we said nagu, and here you say mutter. What's the difference if it's the same concept, onis and sakana? Why is it different, lashonos? Amarava, Damre Sar Savaba Leir. The Sar Savah is going to come to the city of the general, and he's going to come to the city and grab the food that was prepared. Therefore, it's mutter to go even Wednesday. That's an onus. He's not hurting anyone, he's just hopping the food. Hechi Dami, Ida Asi V'chol, if he's going to come on Wednesday and leave after Wednesday, why don't you just push it off the next Wednesday? Okay. He only comes like once in a while, so push it off. And for the Gemara, Lo Tzrichid Asi V'kava. What's V'asi V'kava? He's going to sit around there, right? He's sitting around there, Lamaisa. The Tsar Sava is going to come there and set up shop, and you can't push it off to Zman Eni Adua. Therefore, it's Mutter to Maktim but Monday, and therefore he won't hop it up. So the Gemara asks, Beshlishi Mia Lichnos? So Shlishi should still get married, right? Why do you matter 2 days? Below Yichich Besia Yom Echad. So you come by your Oker, the Din of Shaktu. You should get married in Daibekach. It's enough though, you should get married on Tuesday. Right before the Tsar Air comes. Why do we namata 2 days Monday and only give you a leave over 1 day to prepare the meal? So plan out when he's coming. If he's coming at 11 a.m. in the morning, get married at 8 a.m. So Gemara answers, Asparv de Dida, his vanguard comes. Bishlishikos, you know, his entourage, they come before and they come the beginning of the day, and therefore there's no time in the day. Therefore, you have no choice but to do it on Monday. Okay, we got it, Gemara. Guys, we'll go back. Lamaisa, when we get into the lumdus of each of the pratim, but let's begin. Like I gave the Mar Makaimis, we left off with the din of Shaktu. Let's finish that up, as that's the beginning of the Gemara which we just read. Shaktu Chamim is a beautiful takanit, and Lamaisa, I think it's important that we start off and answer the four ways that we had the kasha. Okay, so. According to Rashi, what's the answer to the kasha of my shaktu? Where's the Tanaic literature? We just introduced a brisa. This sign, it's a brisa. That's the answer according to Rashi. Good. Second shot, according to the Shita Megubetzis, remember it was, why do you focus on shaktu, my shaktu? What, shaktu? Remember I did like I get an Oscar for it, right? Okay. My shak, what shaktu? It should be a bracha. So the Gemara answers, you know what? The ikar is shaktu. We don't get married on a specific day because of a bracha. A bracha is an Eitzah Tova. And that's how the brisa, that's how the Gemara conveys it with the brisa. I ikar chasim the sefer. Okay, you're right, a little bit. But lamaisa, the focus on shaktu and not the lack of, and not saying bracha shows that bracha was not the ikar. It's an Eitzah Tova. Number three, the third was the diligence. What's so diligent about it? You know what the diligence was? That even Mishas Sakana, the Chum didn't want to get rid of it completely. They minimized it from 3 to 2. You follow me, Adam? They didn't get rid of it completely. They minimized it from 3 to 2, but they didn't get rid of it. That is a manifestation of Shaktu, of diligence, okay? That's a manifestation of diligence. And number four,
who said that?
That was the Pnei of the Shidim Gubetz. That was the second chapter of Shidim Gubetz. And number four was the Pnei Yoshua Nechsam Sofer. How do you know after Takanas Pesulim was bottled that Shaktu still existed? Remember we said according to the Ran that Shaktu is always the backup? So what's the answer? The answer is that after they're involved to the time of Takanas Pesulim because of the Sakana, we still had a notion of Shaktu. So that's how you plug in, like a lamdin, the four ways you have, the way the kasha, the four ways in the answer. Because the Gemara said, Tanis Pesulim went up in smoke because of the Sakana, but they still had Shaktu. They still tried to get Shaktu in as much as possible. Granted, it was minimized from 3 to 2, but it was answered. Okay?
Where do we
see that? In the Brisa. The Brisa said it was in the Sakana. So they couldn't give it on Wednesday anymore, so they pushed it to Tuesday. Why Tuesday? To fulfill Shaktu somewhat. So even though the Ikar reason was bottle, you still had the Tuffel reason they still tried to do. So that's how we got to do it. That was the continuum from the end of Shir yesterday. Okay, you got to plug it in. Just leave it. Can't leave it hanging. Okay, good. So that was the first mahalach I wanted to point out, number one. Number two, second mahalach. This takana of Shaktu is such a beautiful takana. The question is, could a woman be moichel? Okay? Could a woman be moichel? Comes the Ritvoya that I gave you. The Ritvoya writes through Maskavabi and Shaktu in the middle of the piece. He says, "Mashen kein bezushi takanas benos so lafi shib mochelos ana lo machlinen." Find the parkin the torach lev or parkin go down ro loich besli. Zok the Ritvoy. Ritvoy says, when it comes to Shaktu, the halacha is very simply that she can be mochel. Mechila al hadin. Excuse me. Al hadin Shaktu. Thank you. Mechila al hadin Shaktu. So what does the Ritvoy say? Ritvoy says, Isha is mochelis. The woman can be mochel. Yes, she can be mochel. What, did I just say that wrong? Of course, I said it wrong. According to Ritva, she cannot be mochel, right? That's the lashon of the Ritva. Right, the Ritva, I read it beferish, ana lo machlinin le. So made a mistake, Isha ain't a mochelis. Ain't a yachol, let's write it better. Ain't a yachola, she's not able to be mochel. Because Allah lomaisa, he brings a raya, it's an interesting raya. Why did the Gemara have to stand on its head and give an answer to Tarach Leh? Just give an answer that she was Moichel Leh, right? Correct? By the fact that Gemara didn't say it, it's a raya, she can't be Moichel. That's the Ritva Befeirish. That's how the Ritva learns Pshat, Halacha L'maisa. Okay, interesting. However, we have a din, another shita, that says not that way. The Ra'ah and the Me'iri. I gave you the Me'iri also. You guys saw the Me'iri inside. A lot of guys were showing me. So the Me'iri and the Ra'ah and the Me'iri say not that way. They actually say like this. They say in theory, the woman can be mochel. Okay? In theory, the woman can be mochel. Okay? And if she's mochel, he doesn't have to schlep. However, what the Me'iri does add on is that if he insists he wants to pay for the meal, if he insists he wants to pay for the meal, then in fact he can. Okay, Natana, you follow me? If he insists on paying for the meal and he wants it done, he can. Either because of his own kavod, he doesn't want people, you know, speaking badly about him, that he's a cheap guy. Okay? That's number one. You could say it in one of three ways. Either because he doesn't want people to what? You could, not three ways, two ways. The way you could say it is either because, no, I think it's, let's say it in three ways. You could say he wants at the wedding to be mechubad, number one. Number two is he doesn't want people to speak badly about him, that he's a cheap guy. And number three is that he doesn't want people to think that she's not a basula. Because there's a cloud later on, Bez Hashem will get to that, later in the year, Bez Hashem, it says, Ein adam terech basuda mafsida. No one's going to shell out $100,000 if she's not a basula. So if he doesn't make a fancy meal and work on it for 3 days, people are going to start saying, oh, she must be a ba'ula. So according to the Ra'ah and the Me'iri, Yechola Limchol, she is able to Limchol, and if he wants to go with it, that's fine. However, if he insists, who Yachol La'akev. Now, I'll tell you why the word la'akev, that was the lashon that was used. Why? Because she's going to say to the guy, let's get married now on Sunday. And she'll say, well, it's his fault. He doesn't want to marry. Give me the mezonos till Wednesday, right? Give me the 3 days of mezonos. Lamaisa, he doesn't have to give her the 3 days of mezonos. He could say to her, you know what? I understand your mocha, you're a tzedekis, but for my three reasons, I want, halacha lamaisa, I want the wedding on Wednesday. I do not have to pay you for the 3 days. So I want you to get that in your notes. Hu yachol akev means he can akev the wedding till Wednesday, and he will not have to pay, v'lo tzarich l'shalem, he won't have to pay the mezonos for the 3 days. Okay? L'shlosha yom. That's what it meant. A lot of guys ask me what that meant. That's exactly what it means. So you have a machlokes in Rishonim, can she be mochel? But on the shittas that say you can mochel, the floodgates are not open. Because he can still say, I insist for the three reasons I gave. Again, either number one, he wants the wedding to be mechubud. Number two, he doesn't want people to think he's a cheap guy. Number three, he doesn't want people to think his wife is a what? Is a ba'ula based on the klal Ein Adam Toreach b'se'uda umafsida. Okay? You got me? That's that klal. Okay, so that's the chiddush. Now, lamaisa, it comes out, halacha lamaisa I gave you, the chalkas mechokek and Ibn Ezer, simin samachdal tzifkat and hay, says that a woman can be mochel. Let's get it down. And the Machna writes this in the Kutchas Achron right there.
Who says this?
The Chalkos Mechokek on the side of Shulchan Aruch Ezra says a woman can be mochel. And the Machna writes in the Kutchas Achron. Okay? Now, I also gave you the Aruch HaShulchan in Simin Samach Tal Tzifiyat Beis. Anyone get a chance to see it? The Aruch HaShulchan? The Aruch HaShulchan was bedayik from the Shulchan Aruch. That if the Kalish is Shosekis, if she's quiet, if she doesn't have an opinion about the fancy meal, her krovim can say for her, we want the fancy meal. But if she's mochelis beferish, the krovah cannot override her and ask for a suda.
I thought he said that they can override because of their own family, their own personal family kavod.
Yeah, I don't recall. I thought he said he cannot. They cannot overrule. We'll look it up. Look it up after Shira. We'll look it up Sunday. Okay, Ezra? I thought that's what he wanted to say in the end of the day, that they cannot overrule her. Okay? So let's get the halacha. The halacha is yecholim limchol. Okay? Yecholim chalkas mechokek. Right? Yecholim limchol. However, like the Ritva and like the Meiri, I'm sorry, like the Ra and the Meiri, however, Lamaisa, it seems to be the also hold like this Nakuda. That if he insists on doing it, it seems beferish, if he insists on doing it, he's got the last call. Okay? He's got the last call. That would, did anyone see that in Shulchan Aruch? Are those elements quoted in Shulchan Aruch that he insists we listen to him? Did you see that in Shulchan Aruch? I don't think that was quoted, no. But I thought I'll be pashas. If you're going like that shita that you can't mocha, you're also going to go like what they say also, that he can insist. Did anyone get it? Did you see that anywhere? Aruch HaShulchan says that he can insist, right? Yeah, okay. So that makes sense according to the Shita. But the Aruch HaShulchan says if she's quiet, the Krovim can speak up for her. But if she's Mochel Beferish, they can't override her. As you're saying, that they could. So I
remember maybe.
Okay, let's look. Let's look. That's Lomaisa, the way I remember it. That they cannot override her if she said explicitly. Okay, but Aruch HaShulchan, I think, says this point that if he wants to, Lomaisa, he can. Now, 1 second, Daniel. Now, let's think for a moment now. If I would ask you, how would you paskin on this shiloh? I thought the Ritva was more convincing. Because why did the Gemara give that teretz? No? If the Gemara stands on its head and says the Tarachle, why didn't you say she was mochel? Frek the Gemara, Vabin and Shakdu, on the bottom of Gimel Woman Alf, right? What was the Ritva's raya that she could be mochel? That she cannot be mochel? Because why did the Gemara just give that answer? That she was mochel.
Well, because the Gemara wanted to teach you that even if you got it all done on Sunday, if you in a case where you got it all done on Sunday, then you can get married on Sunday. You don't have.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. At first glance, the Ritva's raya seems convincing. No, so we look in halacha. The psak is according to the Ritva and the Mir, she can't be mochel. So let's ask Daniel. Daniel suggested. So I'm asking now. We paskin she can be mochel. So why didn't the Gemara give that teretz? What, this is a bigger chiddush? You're saying the Tarachle is a bigger chiddush? Okay. It teaches us something that if you get it together, you don't have to. So it's why is one chiddush why is one chiddush bigger than the other, you think? That's what you're saying? Okay. I hear you. Anyone else have any other suggestions? Kivi, you follow me? I'm saying, based on what we paskin, you got to try to think of another terence, you know? So Daniel's saying, Torah Klai is also a good terence. And it teaches as a chiddush that it's an elastic type of tikkun. I hear you. I hear you, because otherwise you may have thought it's chok v'lo yavur, you got to do it no matter what. I hear you. Okay, good. Why would the Ritva didn't like your pshat, though, Daniel? No? Yeah. Ritva didn't like your pshat. What do you say on this point, Ezra?
Can you say that most girls would not be mochel l'shakto? Meaning, if it is, then you have this whole discussion, but most girls wouldn't.
So that's why the Gemara didn't give the teretz, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, could be. Ezra's saying the reason why the Gemara didn't give the teretz is because most girls wouldn't. I hear you. Girls get very tzedekuses want their wedding to be nice, right? I hear you. Good, that's a good answer also. Okay, it's a good answer. So everyone, Daniel and Ezra, everyone's making good suggestions, but that's why I want you to think, you got to plug it back into the Gemara. Think to yourself, what was Mestaber Nepsak? When I first saw it, I thought the Ritva was very convincing, so you have to come up with what the Amiri would say. Number one, you can say like Daniel, that's a big Chiddush Tarichle, anyone who wanted to say that Chiddush. Or number two, that the Rov aren't Mochel, but if they want to, they can. If they want to, they can. The Gemara didn't want to give it there. It said Rov people don't do. Could very well be. Possible. The Rifid will respond back. Number one, Lamaisa, I guess the Tarachle is Pashut, that we would have figured it out. I guess he held. It wasn't Chokvul Yavor. Why should you say that? And number two, sometimes the Gemara will give Terutzim, even though it's not Rov, Lamaisa still the Gemara will give that Terutz. Okay, that's the give and take. I want you to come out with it. Okay. That's second Mahalach. Okay. Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
According to the Aruch HaShulchan, why don't you say Shtigi Kodah?
Shtigi Kodah is when you have a taina about Yomi money. You know what I mean? This is a privilege for her. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a privilege. So if she shows Shosekis, Lamaisa, we assume, you know,
he owes her a Kodah. She's being motivated to the fact that he doesn't.
Yeah, but usually Shtigi Kodah is someone's Tovea from you money. You know what I mean? Here she's the... She's the Toveya, you know what I mean? So it's hard to say, you know, if she wanted it, halacha lamaisa, if she wanted it, lamaisa, you know, she shosekis, the other people get Toveya for her. In other words, if you're owed something, then speak up about it, you know what I'm saying? Shtika Godos went on the reverse then, the Nitva. Here she's the Toveya, because she deserves it. Okay. All right, very good. So first model was the four ways to give the answer. Based on the four ways of the Kash. Second way is Israel din Mechila. I want to just finish up this Mahalach with a very beautiful Chiddush where I saw from Shmuel Rozovsky Zatzal, the great Yeshiva of Panovich Zatzal. He was a great Gaon. He has his Chiddush Reb Shmuel. He once had to visit Boston and he met the Rav a few times. He was in Boston for a few months and he had the opportunity to speak to the Rav. He said there's no one like him in Eretz Yisrael. There's no one like the Rav in Eretz Yisrav. That's what they say that he said. So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, he was a Talmid Reb Shimon Shkop, he wants to say the following. Listen to this vort he wants to say. What are the two approaches in Shaktu, he says? What is Shaktu? Is Shaktu, the pshat is that they were Koveya Yom Miyuchad for Nesu on Wednesday, but in an ofen where you schlep and you work hard, you're potter from that takana? Or no? Do I say that they never were Koveya Yom Miyuchad for Nesu? It was just get it together, prepare for the wedding, halacha lamaisa, and make sure you get ready for the suda, and don't get married before Wednesday, so you'll have enough time to prepare well. But if in fact you're very fastidious, and you get it done, you're fulfilling the takana. You follow what I mean? And there's the first side is there was a yom yuchel in the suin. That's part and parcel of shaktu. And the word is, if you could get it together, you're potter from that takana. Or do you say no? The takana was to make a beautiful wedding. Not the, and usually you need 3 days. But Lamaisa, you follow me? Lamaisa, if I get it together, I'm still fulfilling the Takana. Meaning, the Nafkeminu to Stadimar, did you fulfill the Takana in a case of the Tarachle? You heard of Vort? At the end of the day, did you fulfill the Takana's Chama in a case of the Tarachle? According to the first chat, no, because the Vort is Yom Yuchalin Nesuin, and I got it together before, so I'm putter from the Takana. The Takana of Shakta was to get married on Wednesday, Ezra. Have 3 days. But since I got it together so fast, okay, I'm putter from the takana. The takana was to get married on Wednesday, and shaktu is strengthening you, pointing you in that direction, leading you to get there. But if I got it together, then Chazal potted you from the Tekana. Or no, do I say that it wasn't the fact that it was Yom Yuchel and Tzum, the fact is you should have a beautiful wedding. And if you have the ability to get it done earlier, then you fulfill the Tekana. The nafkamina between the two approaches, the first approach is a Yom Yuchel and Nisuin. And the second approach is Yom Yuchel and Nisuin. Yom Miyuchel and Nisuin. And you're just potter, who potter mitakane, and you're potter from the takane. Oh no! Do you say that I fulfilled Kayam takane even earlier? Kayam takane in a notion of the tarachle. That's the shal of shaktu. Let's get it down, the tarachle. Okay? Right? You don't have to just get down when I write on the board. Even if I don't write on the board, we get it down. When I write it on the board, something I want to stress that we'll make sure we get a clear cut. But not everything we have time to write on the board. So that's the shayla, okay? So plug it in. You guys plug it in for me. How would your masber, based on these two, start in the machlokes whether a woman can be meichel on shakti? What do you say to this? Sholem, what do you say? Plug it in. What do you say on the shayla? According to the halacha lamaisa, the chalkas machlokes, when he says the Shiloh, what do you think it's based on? Okay? That's what I want you guys to plug it in. What do you say? What do we say according to Chalkos Machlokes? Could she be Mocha or not? Yes? She can be Mocha. What do you say, Ellie? Shalom, which side? What do you say? I would say the second one. Because she wasn't Koveh Yom Yuchel and Nesuin, just get the job done. So Mechila would be Michael. See, the word is open. See, what Daniel's saying is good. The second approach is there's no Yom Yuchel, so just get the job done. Kayem atakane, prepare well. And in the case of the Tarachle, you're prepared well. Listen, it's not a flat, non-elastic, inflexible takana. It's got to be Wednesday. And you have to prepare 3 days for it. If you got it together, it'll be butter from the takana. Okay, that's one approach. You know what that approach? That's one approach. The other approach is you could fulfill it. It's elastic, the takana. And if she doesn't want it, that also should be good. She wants a $100 suit instead of a $100,000 suit. Why not? So, Lamaisa, what we want to say is that number two is the shita of the chalkas mechokek, is the psak that it's flexible, and if she wants to be mochel, that's fine. Halacha Lamaisa, we're good with that. But according to the other shita, who says, no way, the Ritva says you can't be mochel. His lumdus is, it's a Yom Yuchel and a Suin. You want to get it together and get the job done earlier, that's fine. But I want you to know you're parted from the Takana. And for allowing her to be mochel, it's unacceptable. For her, it's not an elastic Takana. It's not an elastic Takana that it's Efshar b'mechila. Efshar l'mechila. No way, we're not going to allow that. You want to get it together, that we allow, but I want you to know you're parted from the Takana. But for you to be mochel from the very outset, that's unacceptable. So I want you to get that this is the lumdis that Rav Shmuel Rozovsky wants to say is the kuda hamachloikis as to whether you meichel or meis on shaktu. It's a beautiful pshat. Yes, go ahead, Ezra.
I understand why he's saying that since it is more flexible, so you can say that she has more of a say in it, but you can just say the same thing in the other case where if he's pater from the kana by saying the tarichle,
yes.
So too you can say since the whole thing was for her, she can just be mochel and then he's pater from the takana.
Well, that's the shiloh. Okay, that's a shiloh. I'm glad you bring that up. What is it really for her? Let's get this down. The bottom line is, what is the purpose of the shakti? Okay, and this is a beautiful way to close this mahalach on shakti. Lomaisa, what is the purpose of shakti? If I would ask you, I mean. Is it so passion? What is the getter do? What is the purpose of it? Okay? So one is to make sure that Iker is Latzarach suited. The other possibility is that you shouldn't be motzi las on her that she's not a psula, because if you don't spend $100,000 on a meal, people are going to think she's a bula. And then the third shot is that you should be able to be available to her during the Shivas Yemei HaMishnah and not be schlepping about making all the suitors. Remember we discussed that, yeah? When we're doing Bezim and Af. So the bottom line is there are three reasons. Let's chazen them over again. Nachamol, what's number one? To have a nice suit at the meal, okay? Number two is what? They should be motzi laz on her that she'll be a ba'ula. Because they don't have a suit of mafsidi. You want to have a nice meal. Number three is that he should be open to be able to what? Have time to be mesamech or And don't worry about the sudas during the Sheva Brachas. Remember we said it wasn't just the suda of the wedding, it was also the sudas throughout the Sheva Brachas. So you see Lamaisa, there's three different reasons. So you Ezra made the supposition that you could be, you see according to this, you know, Lamaisa, you get it together, so you're saying you get it together, it's really for her anyway. I don't necessarily agree with that. Because it's not just for her, it's for him too. Okay? Not just for her, it's for him as well. He doesn't want people even mochi lashis of ba'ula.
If he's going along with it, then...
And we added on to that, but we added on today. Also, he doesn't want people to think he's cheap.
Okay, if he's going along with
it... I understand. And the tarakhlay is fine, okay? Because he's going along with it. But in this case, Lamaisa, she should have no ability, Lamaisa, limchol. Lamaisa, it's out of... I hear what you're saying. You're saying he should have a decision in it. You're right. Okay. I could argue back and say to you, not necessarily, because we as Chazal had reasons in mind. We don't want people saying she's a what? She's a bula. We don't want people saying he's cheap. We don't want Chasanim not to be open and have free time, not to be able to spend times with their kala during Sheva Brachos. So you can view it from a Chazal point of view, and therefore that's what it means. It's a very inflexible takana. If you get it together, that's fine. Okay, that'll they allow. But for Stam, for her, Efshar Limchol, right? She Aina Yechol, correct. She's not able to Limchol. That we're not going to allow Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, so that's why I think you can build up the first side. You follow me? It's not really individualized to the Gavra, to the Chassan and the Kala. It's more of a Chazal thing. They happen to allow the Tarachle. But for you to extend it that she doesn't want it, doesn't get off the ground. And if he's okay with it, that we would not want, that not we're going to take the extent. Because you have to keep in mind, Ezra, at the end of the day, the Tarachle, you did have a beautiful Suda, right? Here you're not going to have a beautiful Suda. There's a big difference. The Tarachle, you did have a beautiful Suda worth $100,000. You just was fastidious, got it together. In the case of Mechila, you didn't. So from Chazal's point of view, you didn't get the job done. And if it's an inflexible Takana, who says you have the ability to get rid of it? Okay? That's the lum this we want to suggest. It's a good point. It's an excellent point. Yes, go ahead, Keith.
Can we maybe bring a raya from the Gemara that goes through the Shaka Vatari where it says that B'Shas HaKana, they only wanted to move it back one day, not 2 days. Maybe the Chagos Mechokik side that if it was all about the Gezerah being Wednesday, now that it's not Wednesday, who cares? If it's Monday, Sunday, Friday, it shouldn't matter. But since it's all about having a nice Suda, so they're still going to try to push you as far ahead as they can to give you the most time.
In other words, like the way Rashi learned it. In other words, at least try to get some fulfillment of Shaktu in.
Because the other side doesn't make so much sense. If you're the Chokik side, it makes more sense. I mean, to say that if it's all just like, oh, they chose a day randomly, then what kind of fulfillment of Shaktu are you accomplishing? But if you say that, no, that they, it's to try, you know, you're supposed to have a nice Suda, and you just, you know, in an ideal world, you'd have 3 days to do it.
I don't necessarily agree, because the first side is you want a Yom Yuchel and a Suin. If you got it together, you're potter from the Takana. But they Chazal want to have a nice meal. That could fit in with, you know, do the best you can.
Now that it's not the Yom Yuchal, why should Yom Sheni matter? Why should Yom Shlishi matter over Yom Sheni?
Right. So what I would say in that case, that this first approach would say it's equivalent to the Tarachle. In other words, do the best you can. Here you have no choice.
What's the smart even to say it there?
Because you want to have, you know, it's for Fallon already, but it's like your putter from the Takana. They would read that Gemara. It's just like your putter from the Takana in the case of the Tarachle. Your putter from the Takana. You'll be putter from the Takana in this, and you just try to do the best you can, like the Tarachle was the best you did. Okay. So you do the best you can here. You know, since I don't know if the students are right. The truth is a little bit more difficult, because if you say it's Efshar Limchol, so that means it's very elastic and flexible, so maybe there's more room to say, once you can't get it done, maybe get rid of the whole thing. Now, I might have said, pum fakir, you know what I'm saying? But again, this sheet that would say, after limchol, you still try to do the best you can, okay? Calls manchi wasn't mochel. All right, very good. Excellent. Okay, now that we have the Gemara Rashi and the Tais, the Gemara and the Ra, we went through the Gemara, I want to make... one ha'ara that Daniel and Yossi asked me, I want to make one ha'ara on that and give perhaps a chiddush to answer it. And then I want to begin the taisvus, because the taisvus with the ritzba is very interesting, because you have to know the maskanas of Gemara. That's why we did the whole Gemara. Take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maskil, The Ledishlahu the Onus Shari. We're going to discuss this at great length next week, Vizhar Shem, Sunday, Monday, the next day. The guys aren't here, please motivate them because Yom HaDin's coming. So many Din Yarvel Yavor, this Allah is unbelievable. Let's just read the Rashi, the Ledishlahu the Onus Shari. Okay? Natana, you want to read the Rashi there? The Ledishlahu. It's about the sixth short line. From the where the short lines in Rashi, Validrus Lu Onus Shari. Yeah, go ahead. You have it there on Gimel Amud Beis. It says Validrus Lu Onus Shari. You got it? This Rashi there. Yeah, let me show you Validrus Lu Onus Shari. You got it? Go ahead. Read the Rashi there. Go ahead. Let us tell people, announce that if a married woman's raped, she's mutter. Go ahead. Excellent. That if a woman, a married woman, is raped, she does not become usher to her husband. Go ahead. The Alfinan. Mivahi. Mivahi lo nitbasa. A married woman was not grabbed. Meaning the only time a woman is usher, she's mizana if she did a baratza. If she was grabbed, meaning she was raped, she's not usher. That's the Gemara later on in an Alpha and Base. Go ahead. And then they won't give up their lives to be killed. Because they'll realize a raped woman is what? Mutter to her husband. So they won't say, oh, we're not going to live the heaven and end up getting killed. Why don't we just announce that a married woman that's raped is mutter? So this is a Gemara later on. I have my other Gemara here. An Aleph and a Beis. Gemara makes a drasha. It says, Tanik of Asaravi lo nipis asura ha nipis muteris. If she's raped, she's muteris. There's a question. The Gemara goes into a different topic. Chilas of a sofa bonus. But there's a drasha. Nun Aleph from Amazing Subas. Okay? Special drasha. That pasuk is in Parshas Sota, Parshas Noso, Pirkei. So Yossi and Daniel asked me the following kasha. I want you to get this down. They asked me, they said, Rebbe, what is Rashi's makor of Onis Rachmana Patra? What is Rashi's makor of Onis Rachmana Patra? Lara Notasa Dover. That was a Gemara where Nedarim Chaf Zayin Amad Alf, Avodah Zorah Nundal Amad Alf, right? We have the Chazer. We got a lot of Chazer, right? But Rashi quoted a Pusik. So they asked me, they said, Rebbe, if there's a Pusik for Onus Rachman Apatre, if a woman is raped, why do you need another Pusik to tell me she's what? She's Mutter. You hear the Kasha? It's a very good Kasha. Why do you need another Pusik? Yeah, but any mice you do as onus, Yosef, is under duress. It's not an action. So if a married woman is raped, you shouldn't view it as an action. So what's the shiloh? It should be obvious that she's mutter. She did nothing wrong.
Where's that person from?
Nussel, Pirkei. In say from the Midrash, Parsis Nussel.
This one, the second one.
Oh, yeah, this one, the Hilo Nitpasa, is in Parsis Nussel, by Midbar Pirkei. You heard Akasha? You know what I'm saying, Yosef? It shouldn't be viewed as a halachic maisa. And the pasuk was talking about a rape there. Nara lo tasa davar. She happened to be a nara morasa there. She was raped. She's mutter. She's not killed. Now that pasuk is talking about killing, but Rashi took it to kol atarakula, not just like in the Ketola Shiny, remember? He said in kol atarakula, remember we did? Arel, remember the arel was, he could eat the truma. And arel lo maisa, actually that was a stira we said. Remember, the R.O. said it was a problem because Rashi said onus, so we answered that Rashi. But onus, Rashi in general did say, onus are chamana patris afgas amaisa. So what do you need a special pasuk for? So I wanted to say the following answer. We're going to get back to when we get into these sugyas. Let's get it down. There's a famous, I don't know if it's so famous, like I always say, if you know it, something's famous, right? But the Ma'arik was a late Rishon. Great Gaon, of course, all the Rishon and Makronim are going in. The Ma'arik, a late Rishon, has his Chiddush Nifla. Rarely do you have Rishon and make their own drushes. The Gemara makes drushes on Pesukim. Once in a while you'll find Rishon and make their own drushes. Here the Ma'arik has a stunning drush where he says, if you look in that Parsha Nusso about the Parsha of Sota, it says, Umala vo ma'al. What does Uvalo ma'al mean? It means as follows, that if a woman is mizana, a married woman, she's trespassing. The me'ilah means trespassing. The way I like to say it, there's a holy covenant between God, Hashem, and a woman. Hashem, man, and a woman when they get married. Like the Gemara says in Nida, when a person's born, there's shalosh shutvin in a person. Three partners in a person, lamaisa, when a person is born. So What happens if you have a case where a woman's married and she says Omer Mutter? You know what Omer Mutter is? Omer Mutter is you didn't know Snus was Usher. Like it comes up in the Shabbos, you turn a light out on Shabbos, you didn't know it was Usher. Omer Mutter. Okay? There's a concept where you didn't think it was Usher. Let's say a married woman's Mizana, she didn't think it was Usher. It's hard to imagine that, but she didn't know it was a halacha. Okay? She didn't know it was a halacha. She never heard of the Sirsa Dibris Losimeth. What's the din in that case? Normally, what's the din if a married woman willingly is Mizana with another man? What's a halacha? And what happens to her relationship with her husband, we learned?
Awesome.
She becomes Usher. Now, we would recommend that he should divorce her because they shouldn't be alone. He can't have Yichud with her. Remember who said that? And, you know, he should move on. But Lamais, he's Usher to her. Cannot live with her. It's a Nisar essay, we said, every time he lives with her. So let me ask you, what do you say in this case? She didn't know, though. So the Ma'arik writes, she's Usher. Because Umal of Umal tells me that if a married woman lives with any other man but her husband, that breaks that holy covenant in Hashem, man and woman. And the Metzius is, it is broken. The fact she lived with the guy. If she was raped, okay, she's still Mutter. But here, she wasn't raped. She did it, it was Omer Mutter. Now, Blin Eder, we're going to get to, there's a tshuva of the Binyan Sinyan, I was telling Yossi and Daniel, where there was a Meshuggah guy who kept bothering a married woman in the 1800s, that he was the Mashiach. And he had a nevuah that Hashem said he wanted to live with her. She was married to another man. And she finally listened to him. And she lived with him. It's a crazy tshuva. Maybe we'll get a chance to see it, Lamaisa, inside. So is that a question of Omer Mutter? Okay. But Lamaisa, the Ma'arik is quoted in Shachar. I think it's Kufayin Gimel. I didn't get a chance to look it up. Kufayin Gimel in Ibn Ezra. The Ramah quotes this Ma'arik. Because B'mitzias, she is usher to the Baal. She lived with her other husband. She lived with not another husband, she lived with a man that's not her husband. You hear what I'm saying? The Ramah quotes this Ma'arik Ladina that she's usher. You can't give me the business because he's making his own drasha from a pasuk. So I was thinking like this. I told Yossi and Daniel, maybe that's why you need another pasuk. Because you have a Havamini, even though a woman that was raped, but Mitzi, she lived with another man. So maybe I would invoke this pasuk Amal of Amal and say that she's usher, even in the case of a rape. Even if I hold on to Rahman Apatra in general is not a Maisa, but the Mitzia says Ezra, she lived with another man. So even in a rape, I would think we're generating Isser. Kamash Lan Vihilo Nitpasa. Vihilo Nitpasa means that she's Mutter in a case of a rape. You got me? You need a Pusik to get rid of that situation. You need a Pusik to say you don't say Ma'al of Omal. You only say Ma'al of Omal in a case of Omer Mutter. You don't say it in a case of Onus. Kibi, you got me? That's the Chiddush I wanted to answer. Okay? All right, very good. Now, let's get to the Taisus, okay? Let's get to the Taisus. There's a lot we got to see here, okay? There's a Havamina and a Maskana, okay? So, in the Maskana Sagamara, guys, what does Onus mean? Let's just get it in our over Shabbos, Yuchas, because we got to continue it. We'll get more into the Sugya about it. But I want to get this, let's do this Taisus, okay? What are we talking about here? Daniel, in the Maskana Sagamara, what is the Onus? The vanguard, right? Isn't the onus the general, not the ruler, not the dictator, but rather his assistant comes and chops the food? That was the onus, right? Onus means chopping the food. What is sakana? Sakana is someone's going to get what? Raped from the hegmo. Is that correct? In the Maskana Sagamara, Jimri, wasn't that the case? In the reading of the Brisa, there's the word sakana and there's the word onus. Sakana was the hegmo was going to rape the obsula. And Sakana Kibi was what? That he's going to chop the food. In the Havamina, though, we thought that what? Let's see the Havamina, what we think. Go ahead, Nisad. Let's see the top Taisus, guys. Look inside. Okay? Go ahead. Zuck the Taisus. Correct. Go ahead. Yeah, Perish Akuntris. Pehe is always Akuntris because Rashi wrote it, but Kuntres. Okay? Go ahead. Excellent. How did Rashi define Sheni Lo Yichnos? That even if there's a Sakana, what happens? You're not going to go back 2 days, only go 1 day. Yes? Even if there's a Sakana, you're only going to go back to Tuesday to allow them to get married, not Monday. Go ahead.
My onus.
Right? The Gemara asks later on. That's why we did the whole Gemara. Otherwise, we wouldn't understand it. Ilema Hada Amaran. If it means Hada Amaran, what did Hada Amaran mean? That it meant a sakana. In the Hava, I mean, it was onus was sakana, right? If you want to tell me that it meant sakana, go ahead. So what do you say? Ah, hatam karile sakana. We called it a sakana, and then here you call it an onus. And why is it nug and why is it mutter? Those are the two kashas the Gemara asked, remember? The two kashas were, if it's the same topic, are why did you say in one case you call it sakana, like it's onus, and you say nagu, and then you say mutter? It's the same topic, it's the same topic. So Tosa says you should ask the better kasha. Go ahead. Right. It says the Hadamar Hasam Karle Chule. Chule means etc., right? It's etc., quote of the Gemara. Go ahead. Tfei. It should ask the better kasha. Go ahead. Right. Havil Mifrach Tfei. Racial the safer. You should ask an internal contradiction of the racial the safer. Go ahead. Excellent. That the reisha, it says what? B'sheni lo yichnos. It's a reisha. Usually a reisha saves the first part and saves the second part. Here it's the beginning of the phrase and the end of the phrase. It says sheni lo yichnos, which implies what? What is sheni lo yichnos? Even if there's a sakana, you can't what? You can't get married on Monday. Right? Sheni lo yichnos. Even if there's a sakana, you can't get married on Monday. And what did the reisha say? What did it say in the Seifa? What did it say in the Seifa? The Seifa said what? V'machmas onus mutter. So the Reish is saying if there's a sakana, you can't push it from Wednesday to Monday. And the Seifa says it's mutter. So that would have been a better kasha. Why is the Gemara focused on the Lashonos? It says sakana and onus, and it says nagu, and it says mutter. Just focus on that there's a direct steer in the Reish and the Seifa. Right? That's the issue. Just focus on that, halacha lamaisa. That there's a direct steer between the Reish and the Sefer. That's the Kasha Lamaisa that Tysus asks on Rashi. Okay, go ahead. V'omer Ritzba. Bishani. So what's the answer? Why didn't the Gemara ask that Kasha according to the Ritzvah? Ritzvah's saving Rashi. Why can't the Gemara ask a steer between the Reish and the Sefer? The Reish says Sheni lo yichnos, if there's a Sakana, can't go from Wednesday to Monday. And it says V'machmas onus is mutter. It says it's mutter, steer. Because you know what machmas onus mutter means? It means if you've switched it to Tuesday, and then there's a Sakana on Tuesday, you can go to Monday. They're two different topics. It's not a steer. Okay? It's not a steer at all. It says, Sheni lo yichnos. If you have a sakana only on Wednesday, push it to Tuesday and not Monday. If, however, the sakana is on Tuesday as well, you can go to Monday. So it's not a steer at all. You got me? That's why you couldn't have asked this kasha. Okay, clear? Jeremy? Okay, go ahead, Viri. Venera Lari. Oh. Ubesheni lo yichnos. Who adim b'shlishi? So what does the Ri say? According to the Ri, ubesheni lo yichnos not talking about a sakana. What's it talking about? What's b'sheni lo yichnos talking about according to the Ri? It's talking about nothing. It's just talking about you should get married on what? On Wednesday. B'sheni lo yichnos. It could have picked any other day of the week. And he says Monday or Tuesday. Any other day. B'sheni lo yichnos. Really every day of the week is off limits except Wednesday. However, the reason why I chose Monday, because if there was an onus, then what? Then you could even go to what? If there's an onus, you could even go lamaisa and it could be mutter. Okay? So this is what I want to bring out. Let's get it down. Okay? Let's get this down because it's a beautiful chiddush that really emerges. According to Rashi and the Ritzvah, how do you read this, halacha lamaisa? Shas sakana, we had a minig d'mirin on Tuesday, and what is the Brisa saying? That if the sakana is only on Wednesday, you cannot go to Monday. You can only get mirin on Tuesday. Let's get it down. According to the Rashi and the Ritzvah, If the sakana is on Wednesday alone, you cannot get married on Monday. You can only get married the day earlier on Tuesday. Is that correct? The evidence, what emerges, get it down in your notes. Okay, well, Blinetter will try to write it, but I want you to say it outside first. According, before I get on the board, Rashi and the Ritzvah say, if the sakana is only on Wednesday, you cannot get married on Monday, push it off 2 days, you got to get married on Tuesday. That is what the Bryce is saying, according to Rashi and the Ritzvah. According to the Re, what does the Re say? According to the Re, this is all the Fi the Havamina, that the word onus and sakana mean the same thing. Yes? All the Fi the Havamina. Because of the Maskana Sagamara Daniel, what is onus? The vanguard copping food, right? This is all the Fi the Havamina. According to the Re, what happens if there's a sakana on Wednesday? Can you get married on Monday? Yes. You clearly could get married on Wednesday. That's what it means, the Machmas Onus Mutter. Shani's not talking about an onus. Ubisheni lo yichlus. Shani's talking about a regular case. He's not talking about a sakana. Again, sakana and onus are the same thing, Lefi the Havamina. Yes? Daniel. So Shani lo yichlus is not talking about sakana. It's not talking about onus. Onus, sakana are the same thing, the Havamina. So Lamaisa, according to Reef, there's a sakana on Wednesday. You could get married on Monday. How do I know? That's the touch of Imachlus Onus Mutter. Touch means that's the translation. So it emerges. Is a machlokes Rashi and Ritzvah that if there's a sakana on Wednesday, can you push it all the way to Monday? Rashi and Ritzvah say no, right? The Re says yes, you can.
So as I read the Gemara, it says you'll be, meaning he just lobbed out because he'll
be. Not a problem. Daniel asked me that in Seder Kibi. Why? Because what does it say? It says Nagu to get married on Tuesday. But be correct, then you could do it on Monday. It's not a stira. Daniel asked me at Rebbe, it's a stira. It's not a stira. Nagu, the meaning was they would push it off one day. Push it off earlier one day. But Mikra, then you could do 2 days according to the Re. It's not a steer. You're the Lord. That's the difference between Nagu and Mikra Din. So it comes out, Halach Lamaisa. What's interesting is that in the Re's shot, Shani Lo Yichlus is a little schwer because not talking about an onus. You know what I mean? It's just talking about stop, don't give it any other day. It could have said Tuesday. The only reason why it said Monday, it could have said any day of the week. It's just to draw the contrast, and Machmas Onus is Mutter. Okay? See, according to Rashi, B'sheni Yo Lichnos, it's more symmetrical, according to Rashi and the Ritzvah. You agree to that? Eli, again, let's say it over again. Rashi and the Ritzvah are learning that if there's a Sakon on Wednesday, you cannot get married on Monday. You can only push it off 1 day earlier to Tuesday. The Reese says you could push it all the way to Monday. I just want to point out, please get in your notes, symmetrically, Rashi and the Ritzvah are a little bit similar, because Sheni Lo Yichnos was talking about Sakana. Right? Sheni lo yichnos. Vimachmas onus, right? Is mutter. According to Rashi, what is vimachmas onus mutter? It's not purely symmetrical, Kibi. Why is it a little bit symmetrical? Because vimachmas onus talking about if there's a sakana also on Tuesday, you can give me on Monday. It's symmetrical regarding the element of sakana, but it's a different day. You follow me? According to the Re, Sheni lo yichnos is not even talking about sakana. You know what I'm saying? Then vimachmas onus talks about sakana. So that's how you learn up the pshat, okay? That's how I want you to plug back in the sheetas. Yes, Ezra, you got a chlor?
Yeah, I think so. But why according to the read that they can get married on Monday? Why would they get married on Monday? Meaning, if the sakana is only Wednesday, what's the point of pushing it off earlier than Tuesday?
What's the point of pushing it off all the way to Monday?
Yeah. I mean, why would that even?
I don't know. I could give you a svara that maybe they'll come a day earlier. You know. Maybe they'll come a day earlier, Lamaisa. Why Monday, you're saying? Why would a person want to do that, you mean?
Yeah.
Why would a person want to do that? I don't know, Lamaisa. Maybe, you know, it's safer. You know what I mean? 2 days is safer than 1 day. You're talking about big shilas or hegmon. It's a terrible thing. So maybe I feel more secure doing that. Okay? Maybe I feel more secure about that. It's a good point, but maybe that's what I would say. Okay? All right. Now, there are some, I want you to get this down, there are some Gedolei Achronim, okay? There are some Gedolei Achronim that want to say the following, okay? Who are these Gedolei Achronim? Let's identify them. Please get them down. The Maharsha and the Maharam Shif want to say that if the Sakana would be on Tuesday, you would not be able to get married on Monday. The only heter that Rashi's Rashi's scheme is that if there's a sakana on Wednesday, you can go to Tuesday. But in Rashi's scheme, you do not have, if there's a sakana on Tuesday, go to Monday. That's against the Ritzpah again, okay? There are some Gedol Achron that want to say that in Rashi, you cannot say what the Ritzpah is saying. Ritzpah is talking Pashup Shat, Lamaisa, I mean, the Ritzpah Lamaisa, you could use the Ritzpah to save Rashi, but according to Ritzpah, Halacha Lamaisa, you have to say that if there's a sakana on Tuesday, you can get married on Monday. The Marshal and the Marmshif deny that. They say in Rashi's scheme, you cannot hold that there's a sakana on Tuesday, you go to Monday. Rashi never discussed that. Okay? Now the Pnei Yeshua says that's ridiculous. It could be that they never discussed it. Please get it. The Shittim Kubetz and the Pnei Yeshua said it's true that Rashi never discussed it, but I'll piece far if there's a sakana on Tuesday, why would you not allow Monday? Right? He can't believe the Marashah and the Maram Shif. Okay, he can't believe the Maram and the Maram Shif. He's a Tema. The Pnei Yeshua has a pell on them. It's not Masha from Rashi. There are words of Masha from Rashi that he wouldn't allow that. Could be the Rashi wasn't talking about that case. I agree with you. What does Rashi say? What's Rashi's lashon there, Kibi? Bishvil osa sakana, no? No? Doesn't he keep saying osa sakana? Right? That's what Shittim Kibetz says. Osa sakana means what? The sakana was mentioned in the Gemara. That was when? That was on Wednesday. You follow me? Not a sakana on Tuesday. Didn't Rashi also say vein tzarech lakor? Right? Vein tzarech lakor. Mashma, there was no sakana on Yom Shlishi. You know what I'm saying? From Rashi, there's no concept of sakana on Yom Shlishi. But I'll be smart if the Yeshua says, why wouldn't it be good? But the Maram and the Maram Shif and the Marashah want to say no, that it's mamish. Rashi would not allow it. And they and Pnei Yeshua asked, why should that be? Okay, please get that Nakuda down. But it's Nimse, Halacha Lamaisa, that according to Rashi and Ritzpah, Zolafia Havamina. But you have to learn the Havaminas. You have to learn it well, like everything. So according to Rashi and the Ritzpah, if there's a Sakana on Thursday, can you get married on Monday? Yes. No? If there's a Sakana on Tuesday, get married on Monday. According to the Re, what did the Re speak about? If there's a Sakana on Wednesday, you could go to Monday. For sure the Re, Kol Shekein would allow if there's a Sakana on Tuesday. No, he would allow you on Monday. You hear what I'm saying? That's a Kol Shekein, I think. No? So what case emerges as a Machloikis between the two? If there's a Sakana on Wednesday, can you go back to Monday? Okay? Rashi and Ritzvah say no. And the Re says yes. That's the Nekudas HaMachlaikis. But I want you to get it down, please. So let's write it quickly. I'm just going to write. I want you to get everything we said. But the Nekuda where they argue is, Lefi Rashi V'Ritzvah, there's all the Fi L'Havami. Havami. Fi Rashi V'Ritzvah, Sakana, B'Yom Revi, Mutter Lisa, B'Yom Shlishi, V'Lo, B'Yom Sheni. They don't allow 2 days back, and the Re says Mutter. Re in that case says Mutter, B'Yom Sheni. Okay? That's the Nekuda where they argue. That's all the Fi the Havamina. Now, I want you to get down. The Rashi Ritzvah had, if there was a Sakana on Tuesday, you could push it to Monday. What would the Re say about that? The Re for sure would say that that's good. You want me to write that down or you got it? You want me to write that? Okay, let's write it. If there's a Sakana, we'll write it's another case. According to Rashi V'Ritzvah, Sakana Bishlishi, Mutter Lisa B'Yom Sheni. The Re didn't discuss it, but I'm going to write the Re would be masking based on Svara. If he allows you, based on Sakana, go 2 days from Wednesday to Monday, and Stomi to allow Tuesday to Monday, right? Re would be masking Al Pi Svara. That Mutter Desheni in that case too as well. Okay? You follow me? Eldi, clear? If he allows a Sakana Wednesday to go to Monday, for sure he allowed Tuesday to Monday. Now this is all Lefi the Havamina. Let's get down. What will be Lefi the Maskana? What will be Lefi the Maskana? What do you say? What will be Lefi the Maskana? Lefi the Maskana, we switched Sakana to mean Sakana and Onus to mean something else. You're going to cop the food. So what comes out from that? All the Rishonim are going to be masking that if there's a sakana on Tuesday, we would not go to Monday. If there's a sakana on Tuesday, we would not go to Monday. Okay, I want you to get that down. All the Rishonim would agree to that.
If there's a sakana on Tuesday, they would not?
Yes, you would not go to Monday.
I thought we just said that that was Nukun Machlokas
then. All the Fi the Havamina of the Gemara.
Oh.
All the Fi the Havamina Ezra. The Maskana now switches. That the word onus means chopping of food. But and sakana means mamish sakana. So you don't have this at all in the Maskana Sagamara. Okay? In the Maskana Sagamara, even if there's a sakana, all the Rishonim will say if there's a sakana on Tuesday, forget about it. You don't go to Monday. The Ritzpa is Maida Lamaisa to that. Okay? Even the Re, who holds, if there's a sakana on Wednesday, you go to Monday, that's only if you have a minute. The Re would say, even if there's a sakana on Tuesday, you don't go to Monday. Everyone is going to hold. I'm going to write it down. And from Tuesday to Monday, you don't do.
Is it Maskana?
Yeah, this is the Maskana of the Gemara. Okay?
How does that work out in Sisvara?
What did you say?
Sisvara, how does that work out?
That's a good point. I would say Sisvara is that since you moved already one day, it's for fouling. Okay? In other words, if there's a sakana on Tuesday, halacha l'maisa, if there's a sakana on Tuesday, you don't ain l'hakdim v'lisa b'yom sheni. There's no directive v'lisa b'yom sheni. It's already been moved one day. That's it. It's done.
But it's a sakana.
I understand. So you'll get. There's no din that you got to get married on Monday. Maskana sakana b'yom shlishi lo tsarich. Right? Lo tsarich l'hakdim b'yom sheni. Okay. You do it whenever it's good for you, but there's no sakana around. There's no halacha that you have to be mocked in to Yom Sheni. That's what we're saying. That's right. Okay? Yeah, whenever it's good, whenever there's no sakana, correct. Now, according to, again, so this is all a hava meaning. Again, according to Rashi and the Ritzba, if there's a sakana b'revi, you can't go to Monday, you only go to Tuesday. And if there's a sakana on Tuesday, you can go to Monday. According to the Re, Sheni Loyuch is not talking about Sakana at all. And Machmasoinis means you go from Wednesday to Monday. Okay. Does everyone see how that changed in the Maskana? Because once you say that the Maskana Machmasoinis is talking about what? It's talking about a different type of onus of food. It's not about Sakana. So then you don't have Rash, you don't have the Re and the Ritzba that said, what Sakana mean? What did Machmasoinis mean? That there's a Sakana on Tuesday, it's what to do it on Monday. That's not what it is in the Maskana. The machmas onus is talking about food, the guy chopping food, not an onus of tibol lehegmon. So you don't have that slot in the maskana, you follow me? And according to the Re, halacha lemaisa, also you're not going to have that. According to the Re, also you're not going to have that, because the Re had Wednesday to what? Wednesday to Monday. Now you're not going to have that in the maskana. So the whole discussion, lemaisa, we based it, if you allow Wednesday to Monday, I'll be swore you're going to allow Tuesday to Monday. But you don't have Wednesday to Monday Monday anymore in the Maskana. It's talking about a different type of onus, right? So therefore, there's no slot that said to me that you go, if there's a Sakana Tuesday to Monday, for all the sheep. That's why I say the Maskana is different. Everyone copy? You copy what I just said? The Maskana of Yimachmas Onus Mutter, the onus is not nothing about Sakana, it's about a guy chopping food. So it sheds no light on what we were discussing. How did they touch Machmas Onus in the Havamina? According to Ritz Paul. That if there was an Onus on Tuesday, go to Monday. But that's not what it means anymore, Onus. It doesn't mean Sakana. It means taking the food. So you don't have that slot anymore. That slot's going to be always Usher.
It's
supposed to
help you in Svara, though. It doesn't necessarily.
No, but there's no din that says that you have to be mocked him into Monday. There's no tzarach to do it. And according to Ri, it doesn't work out either. Halacha l'mais. Okay, so that's the din. Okay, now there's a kasha. I want to leave off with the kasha. We've got to get to Chumash. Leave off with the kasha. We'll pick it up. And then we got to get into... We didn't get a chance to start with the Yarva Yavor and Yana. So we'll start that Blinetta on Sunday. The Rashba here asks a kasha. What's the Rashba's kasha? Everyone recall the Rashba's kasha here? Rashba's kasha... Yes, a very interesting kasha here. I had it here underlined. Yes. Rashba here on Gimel Amud Beis asks Akasha of asks Akasha on Mesheni Lo Yichnos. Okay? Yeah. Dimaska Bishlishi. Bishlishi Mia Lichnos. I don't know why I didn't underline in my kolbitz before shim. Tiramaska b'shlishim yin lichtos. Okay? Rashboy has the following kasha. Beautiful. He says, I don't understand Rashi. What did Rashi say to Ramasko B'Sheni? What did Rashi say to Ramasko B'Sheni? She shouldn't get married because of the Sakana. Yes? What do you mean the Sakana? You want to be able to Torah Pasuda 3 days. Yeah? You follow me? What did Rashi say at the end of the piece? B'Sheni Lo Yosu also Sakana. The whole kasha is what? We want you at least to do 2 days to fulfill Shakto a little bit. Yeah? Frekta Rashba, I don't understand. I just don't understand. Lamaisa. What's the reason why you get married on Wednesday, said the Mishnah? Tainus what? Tainus Pesulim. Why doesn't Rashi say get married on Tuesday and not Monday? Because it'll be less Tikar Daite. And the Rashba quotes a Yushalmi that says, Eino Dome Kira Das, that's cause of 2 days, to 1 day. You're really risking it. You're really risking it. So why didn't Rashi just say, you know what, I don't want Monday because I don't want a further way of, I'm worried about him, what, relaxing about this. Why did Rashi focus on Shakdu more, right? Why? Because the Brisa just said Shakdu? It said, Ibisheni lo yichnos, right? You know what I'm saying? But according, the Ikar reasoning was the Mishnah, no? You're the Kasha? So, it could be, Lamaisa, it could be, we'll elaborate it more on it, Lamaisa, but it could be Rashi didn't want to say it, because maybe Rashi held there's no difference in 1 or 2 days when it comes to the Karadaita. Maybe Rashi held there's no difference, but I want to elaborate it more on, that's how we'll begin on Sunday, to try to frame for Rashi. But obviously, Rashi didn't think that that was a big deal between 1 or 2, but we'll elaborate more. So let's get to Chumash though. Okay. So you tell the guys around here, please let them listen to the computer and motivate them to come. Now, Kib, you're leaving when?
I won't be here Tuesday. You won't
be here Tuesday, okay. But anyone's here, we gotta try to be here, Bezeshim. Coming towards Yom HaDin, we start Shlicha Saturday night. So I want to discuss the following. This week is Nesov Vayelech. And it's interesting, we'll start with the names of the Parshas. Nitzavim, but you have to be Vayelech. We're not Malachim. Malachim are Omeid. They don't go up and down, they're static. Yidin go up or down. Rest makes rust and ruchnius. You have to go up always. Nitzavim Vayelech. You're standing, but Yidin have to be Vayelech, going forward all the time. And one of the things in the parsha is Loba Shamayim. What does Loba Shamayim mean? You know what Loba Shamayim means? It means, according to the Gemara Erevin, it means Talmud Torah. No one can make an excuse, Rebbe, it's too hard, double program, got too much going on. Loba Shamayim, Loba Me'ever Yam, Beficho Bilvovcha Lasois. It's in your heart and mind to do. It's Talmud Torah. And therefore the Talmud Torah that we have is something we have to try our utmost to do. And therefore, it's very interesting that if you look in the Ramban in our Parsha, how does he touch the phrase Lo B'Shamayim? What is the topic referring to? Not Talmud Torah, but Tshuva. Rav or Rebbe, I've done too many Averis. I'm long gone. I cannot do tshuva. The Torah says no way. It's beficho vavcha lasos. You're never too far gone. You always can come back. We never are miyayish on people. As Rav Cohen Shlita says, miyayish is a choshen mishpat, not norachayim. You never give up on someone or on yourselves. You keep davening and davening for something you haven't gotten the answer. Never give up. Maybe you'll get the answer eventually. Mihisi Gucha, last week's Parsha. You'll get the answer. Maybe through later in life or through children, you don't know. But never give up. And therefore, the Kasha must, as we've mentioned already this year, Ravina Ravashi Sofara, Babatsiya Peham and Alf. You can't argue on the Gemara. The Gemara is the end. Ramos says it closed a chapter in history. The Bir HaGros says al pidin. The Rambam says you can't argue on the Gemara. Chafein choshev mishpat. It's a historical statement. It's a halachic statement. You can't argue on the Gemara. An Achron can argue in Rishon with Rayas, but no one can argue on the Gemara. If the Gemara said in Erbin and Hay that this pasuk is referring to Talmud Torah, how can the Ramban, a Rishon, say it's referring to Tshuva? You hear the kasha? The Ramban's against the Gemara. The Teretz is as follows. Very important. We're going to say in a few minutes, Shmon Esrei, Hashivenu Avinu L'Sora Secha. Who's talking about Teretz? A bracha about Tshuva. Apparently, the only way to get to Tshuva is through Talmud Torah. Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zatzal, the famous Rishiv in Lakewood, started Lakewood, said, what's the purpose of Tshuva? To have Tveikus. To become closer to Hashem. To cling to Him. The only way you can cling to Hashem is through Talmud Torah. Hashivenu Avinu L'Sora Secha. That's why we talk about Torah in the bracha of Tshuva. Because the only way you can get to it, to Tshuva, is through Talmud Torah. That is the goal of Tveikus. To Hashem is through the Talmud Torah. So Tshuva and Talmud Torah are really what? A package deal. They are inextricably linked. And I want to add on, there's a notion of Amelus in Talmud Torah. I think there should be a notion of Amelus in Tshuva. Maybe we should sit down before Slichas, take out a piece of paper, what things we need to work on. That's a manifestation of Amelus, or at least think about it. What things do we need? If Talmud Torah needs Amelus, Tshuva needs Amelus. And it could be Rav Zhulti Zatzal writes in the Sefer. You know, there are two types of Tshuva, the Gemara says in the name of Rish Lakish, in Yuma Pei Vavim Beis. Tshuva Meira, that you're afraid, God forbid, Hashem might punish you. So what does that do, Tshuva Meira? Takes an Averi Dib Amazin, makes it if it's Shogeg. What does Tshuva Me'ava? What does Tshuva Me'ava do? Tshuva Me'ava transforms an Avera, and makes it into what? Makes it into a mitzvah. That is an amazing thing. Many Hasidic forms say Avraham Avinu was able to change a world to make it monotheistic because he was able to speak the lingo of the guys he was once involved with, the Vodazara. He was Mekadosh the Chet in a sense. The Tshuva Me'ava can transform an Aveira to Chet. The Mabit writes non-Jews only have Tshuva Me'ira based on a pasuk in the beginning of Nochem. That's what the Mabit writes in Sefer Beis Elokim. Non-Jews only have Tshuva Me'ira. Yidim also have Tshuva Me'ava. Nasa V'Nishmo, we said it was on Torah Shebichsav, the Medrash says in Parshas Noach. Nasa V'Nishmo was on Torah Shebichsav. What's Kaf Olam Har Gigigis on? Torah Shebal Peh. We accepted the Torah, we accepted willingly Torah Shabbat by Purim. That's what Tshuva Me'ava is. The Tshuva Me'ava is exactly connected with the Talmud Torah. We did it Baratzon, the Torah Shabbat Peh. The Tshuva Me'ava and Torah Shabbat Peh come together. And that is what Lo B'Shamayim Hi also could mean. So number one, it's the package deal of Talmud Torah with Tshuva. But number two, you know what else it means? It means that in this world you can only do mitzvahs, not in Shemayim. You know, they talk about the Gaon before he died. He grabbed the tzitzis and he said he cannot do this in Shemayim. It's only an Olam and a Shamas. There was someone that told the Gaon they're going to give him an esrog. Beautiful esrog. I haven't seen an esrog like this. They told him a few months earlier, and he started crying because he knew that the last mitzvah he would do was the Arba Minim. Because he knew what it meant, mitzvahs. That's another pshat of Lo B'Shamayim Hi.
Who was that?
The Gaon, the Vilna Gaon. So another pshat of Lo B'Shamayim Hi is, in this world, you can only do mitzvahs, Daniel, not in Shamayim. We have to hop around as many mitzvahs as we can do. Lo B'Shamayim Hi. Right before Yom HaDin, chap another mitzvah, another mitzvah. The energizing ourselves before Yom HaDin. It's critical. So we're just saying now, two pshatim in Lo B'Shamayim. First pshat, Talmud Torah with Tshuva. And the second pshat, the notion of mitzvahs in general. It's not in Shemayim. It's here, the mitzvahs. That's what the Gaon writes. Every word of Torah is a mitzvah. You want to get as many mitzvahs as possible. Let's close with the Koch Ve'or, the mitzvah. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that someone has the mitzvahs. He says during Aser Semei Tshuva, we should all treat ourselves as Benanim. Tzadik is signed right away to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh, God forbid, signed away L'misa Rosh Hashanah. Tzadik L'chaim, Rosh L'misa, Benanim. What we see through Aser Semei Tshuva based on the Gemara and the Rambam writes. Rambam writes an amazing thing. Rambam says, Allah L'maisa, what should he do? He should do Tshuva if it's 50-50. He should do Tshuva. If it's 50-50, do Tshuva. So many Gedolei Achronim ask, what do you mean? Why does the Rambam only say Tshuva? Do another mitzvah. You're 50-50, do another mitzvah to tip the scale. Zok Rebitzelo. Shot in the Rambam, if you don't do Tshuva during this time, it's an Aveira. It's an Aveira. That speaks volumes about the requirement, this time period, to introspect, to have the Cheshbon HaNefesh, to realize, number one, the Tshuva and Talmud Torah package deal, number two, the Olam of Mitzvahs, and to really do a Amelis, not just in the Talmud Torah, but also in the Tshuva. Okay, everybody have a wonderful Shabbos. We'll daven the Kavanah, the Shlichus. Let's daven Mincha. Oh, we need everyone to stay for Mincha. Who wants to daven for the Yomer? Who wants to daven? Kibi, you want to daven for the Yomer? All right, let's begin. So Sunday we continue. Now Sunday, Bez Hashem, I should be here, I hope Bez Hashem, because usually I have a